I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 a.m. So I may have different uses for my bed than you do, but it's a time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. And good morning, studio.
Good morning.
You ever have TV episodes of shows that you like, but episodes? You're just like, I can't watch that episode. It makes me uncomfortable.
Not that I can think of.
Last night, we decided to not watch The Office for a bit.
Okay.
It was late. My girlfriend played a show last night, and then she came over, and we didn't have time to watch The Office. So I just turned, I sleep with the TV on. And we put it on Nick at Night, and Full House was on. I love Full House. Watch it every night if I can. But it's that episode where Michelle Tanner falls off the horse and gets amnesia. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I was like, I can't watch this. And so we searched channels for like 23 minutes until another episode came on.
Oh my goodness.
I just couldn't, it makes me feel, because I know she's getting in a writing competition, her and her friend write off, and as soon as the episode's, I can't watch this, like I'm out.
What about it makes you so uncomfortable?
Because she falls off a horse,
mm-hmm.
and she hits her head, and then she gets amnesia, and it's to be continued.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't like all of it. It's like it feels like my friend, whatever, I'm weird. She thought
like
I was so weird.
Hurt.
As soon as the episode came on, I was like, I can't watch it, because it made me feel good. And she was like, you're such a weirdo about what you watch on TV.
Yeah.
There are Friends episodes. That one where Ross is getting married to Emily, and he goes, I take thee, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
I can't watch that.
Really?
Because I'm like, ooh, it makes me feel...
It's awkward, but I can watch it.
It doesn't make me feel good in my stomach.
Okay, so you just surf channels for
I went right to it, and I change it. There are Fresh Prince episodes I can't watch.
Like which one?
I don't like the one where his dad comes back. It makes me uncomfortable.
Oh. Well, that I can see, because you have your own dad... past issues.
I don't watch, and I watch awkward shows for awkwardness, but I don't watch shows like that for awkwardness.
Okay, gotcha.
I like to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like tell me something good shows. Like I watch shows where all like yeah.
What do you feel when you watch Walking Dead?
Oh, like I'm tense the whole time. Like my butt's puckered the entire 60 minutes. I'm just like, because you never know where one's gonna come from. Or
thank
who's...
you for that descriptive
what
answer.
My butt's puckered.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I'm gonna give a shout out to this Walmart cashier in Columbia, South Carolina. There was a mom of three, and she has all the kids with her, and she has two carts full of all kinds of stuff, food and clothes. And she was going through, and she was struggling, and she was like using multiple cards
to pay for it.
Yeah, and the cashier was like, "You know what? You look like you need a blessing." So she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna cover this." Walked around, swiped it herself, paid for it.
Oh wow. Oh. That's crazy.
Like, really changed this woman's life.
Mm-hmm. And just as a cashier, I'm sure, I mean, wow.
Yeah, you're not Donald Trump as a cashier. I was a cashier for years.
Yeah.
I tell you, I wasn't Donald Trump. Or who else is rich? Now that he's
Buffett,
a president, that's probably... yeah, we need to change the reference. It used to be Donald Trump as the reference, but now he's the president. So we have Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Yeah, or...
Michael Dell.
Or Bill Gates.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in recall news. Calphalon knives are being recalled. The blade can break from the handle. Take them back for a full refund. In San Jose, California, over 50,000 people have been told to leave their homes. Entire neighborhoods are underwater there. To help out, go to redcross.org. And finally, the winning ticket for the $435 million Powerball jackpot was sold in Indiana. The numbers, 52, 10, 61, 28, and 13. The Powerball was 2.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I posted on Instagram yesterday. I put together a desk because I ordered it, and I'm very manly. Took me 11 times to put it together.
Finally got it right?
Yeah. And I got it set up, but it was like I got a toy and there were no batteries in it because I don't have a chair.
Oh.
So I have this desk because I stay on my bed like when I wake up. Like this morning I woke up and I just lay in my bed and I continue to work. Or I start at night when I start reading news stories or I start working on the show. I'm in bed. So always not off. So I got to build a separate place away from it. So anyway,
work.
I built this desk. It took me like, I don't know, 4 hours.
4 hours?
I just kept doing it wrong and I kept having parts left over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice red desk and I ordered a chair. It's going to take me a week for the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be ready.
And then
to
you're
go.
In business?
Then I'm in business.
You have to put the chair together.
Oh, I do. I do have to put the chair together. I forgot about that.
Okay.
And I couldn't even Amazon Prime it. Like I have to Amazon Old School. That's what they should call it. Amazon Old School.
What?
Or Amazon Turtle.
So you have to wait more than 48 hours?
Yeah. It was like, it will be here between next Tuesday and next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I push the turtle, and I guess they walk it to you. I'm just used to things like
you want the cheetah.
It's a now culture. Like I want Amazon now. I want Amazon time machine predictor.
We've been spoiled.
So there's a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Your good news is now in a segment of positivity we call "Tell Me Something Good."
Tell me something good.
We go around the room and share nice, uplifting, positive things. I'll go first. So, this girl, she set out to collect 1,000 books and delivered the largest book donation to a children's hospital that it's ever gotten. She's 12 years old.
Wow.
So, she started raising books. 1,300 books is what she ended up with, along with cash to buy even more books, hundreds and hundreds more dollars.
Wow.
So she started going around the neighborhood, and people were like, book, 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 and also here's some money, and now she has made the largest donation ever to the hospital.
That's
plus,
cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Amy, you're up.
So there was a guy, 23 years old, skateboarding in a park when he noticed that 7 guys had fallen into icy water.
I saw this.
Yeah, and he went over there and rescued them. Just skateboarding. Yeah. Happened to see it, yes. And he was 23 years old, I think I said that. But then the people that fell in the water, they were like 10 to 17, all in that age range. They were trying to take a group photo, and they fell through the ice.
Ugh.
Backpacks, big heavy jackets.
Crazy.
Yeah, everyone's okay.
Lunchbox.
Andy Albertsons is a high school kid. He weighed 330 pounds. He was self-conscious, so high school was a little rough on him. He said, okay, I got to do something. Started working out. A year later, he's lost 170 pounds.
Wow. Holy cow. Man, see, positivity, you can do it. That's what we're here for. Lunchbox got an email about you. I mean, this is a long one. I'm not going to read all of it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty nice.
It is long. Bobby, I'd like to start by saying I love the show. I love listening to Amy, Eddie, Ray, the crew. That's how I survive my morning commutes. You're so honest. You're open about your lives. I have high hopes that the show moves to Arkansas when you become governor. A few weeks ago, Lunchbox said something that hit me the wrong way. I cannot let it go.
Oh.
Lunchbox was talking about how he would not want his wife to make more money than him because he is the man. I recently married an amazing man who loved me with his whole heart. We're madly in love. When we first met, I was hesitant to tell him what I did for a living because I do pretty well. He works hard, but I make more. I hope Lunchbox realizes that marriage is a partnership and not a competition. Have a great day. Never stop doing what you do. Anna Van Buren, Arkansas.
Mm.
Your rebuttal to that.
Well, Anna, I'm glad that your husband is okay being the one that has to kind of cede power to you. I like...
Seed power.
That's what it is, because she can make the decision. She turns the lights out. I just like the fact that I'm able to turn the lights out. I put the AC where I want the AC, and I know my wife and I are in a partnership, and I just have more power in the partnership.
You own more.
I own more of the real estate, yeah.
So you're like a 75% partner.
Yeah, like if there's a piece of pie, yeah. I get 75% of that pie, she gets the other 25%.
And you really feel that way?
Yeah.
That's
a
big
works.
Difference.
I like it.
We get along great.
And you know what? If it works for you, great.
Right. That's
all that matters,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel the same way Lunchbox does, but if it works for you, great. Now, if she made more than you, though, that'd just be more money for you, though.
We don't do share money. I don't know how. I mean, I just know she doesn't make. She doesn't know how much I make.
But if you knew she made more than you, that would bother you.
Yeah.
And if she gets a raise, is she going to have to quit her job?
If it's going to go above me, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Or just not accept the promotion.
Hey, send all email courtesy of Lunchbox if you mail it here.
But I'm excited to get an email about me. That's kind of cool.
That's going on.
Bobby Bones Show.
The blinking red light gets you, huh?
Man, every time.
Do you just sit at it?
I did. Leaving work, there was this blinking red light, and I can't even tell you how long I sat there. It could have easily been 5 minutes.
Were you getting annoyed that it wasn't turning green?
I was on Twitter and Instagram, so I wasn't really paying that much attention. But I tell you what, when a car pulled up behind me and honked, because clearly I was sitting through a blinking red light, just chilling, then I felt embarrassed and stupid, because I mean, it was blinking, but I was treating it as like a red light when really it was a stop sign, basically. Ugh.
Do you think that was you being you?
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, there wasn't that many people on the road. It was late at night, you know, so.
Are you the person that pulls down the middle of the highway when people can't drive through and blocks it? Is that you?
No, I'm not. It's not me on the regular, but it's happened. Something's happened. It's happened to you, too.
Rarely, but yeah.
But have you ever been... Have you ever thought you're at a red light, but really you're at a blinking red
Never.
Light? Never. Never? Even if you're on Instagram?
Amy, it's so embarrassing. Like, how do you do that? And then you say, I was on Twitter and Instagram to compound the fact that you were just sitting at a blinking red light.
Are you the one that honked at me?
No.
Oh. I thought maybe it was
That would have been funny. Lunchbox was behind me once when I got stuck in the snow. And I was like, oh, thankfully somebody's here to help me. And Lunchbox comes running out of his car and starts pushing my car.
Nice.
So
that was a moral dilemma. I was like, do I get out of my car and help or do I keep driving? But, you know.
That's not a moral dilemma. That's when you stop and help a friend. That's not a moral dilemma.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Independence, Missouri. A man was arrested after he got mad because his car broke down. He couldn't get it to start again. So he got out, took his gun out, and started shooting the car 5 different times.
Wow.
Only problem is his fiance was in the passenger seat and one bullet ricocheted and hit her in the leg.
Oh no. What in the world?
And she said he didn't do it on purpose, but he still got charged with reckless endangerment.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
What is happening?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
I was out late last night. I don't like being out late last night and having to do the show. I'd like to sleep until like 9 to come do the show. I wish good nights where I have to be out late because of work. Or I should just like move the show back a few hours.
Oh.
Then Eddie'd be happy too.
Right.
Because he'd get to come in his normal time. Good to see you, by the way.
Thanks. Good to see you guys. I missed
enough
you.
Enough talking for now.
Sorry.
You're on yes, light talk suspension this morning. That's it?
Yeah,
a mild
that's
laugh.
All I got.
Yeah, Eddie didn't show up yesterday to work, so what?
Clarified.
No.
But now it goes down in the books as I didn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you here yesterday?
No.
Thank you. Now, yesterday on the show, because Eddie wasn't here, we got to recap the whole thing for him.
Okay.
I started wearing this deodorant called Old Spice Swagger.
Mm-hmm. But it's for 18-year-olds.
It's
I
for
listened.
Teenagers.
Wait, I listened.
To what?
To the show. And
I
your Bobbycast and everything.
I listened on the Bobbycast yesterday. I was talking about it. That deodorant that I bought that smells so bad is meant for teenagers who they can't control their bodies.
Oh.
And so there's a reason it's called Swagger, I guess, and adult men shouldn't buy it.
So but on adult men, it smells funny?
It smells awful. The pH balance is crazy. And I was like, this thing smells like BO, but apparently it's for kids. And that's why it's called Swagger.
Oh.
Because kids will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the answer to that question that America's been wondering.
Mystery solved.
Yes. Now, my dog was at the house, and Mike D. Hey, Mike D on the phones. My dog stayed at the house because he never leaves old now, so I don't put him anywhere. But Mike D stayed at the house, and my dog slept in the bed. He always sleeps in the bed. Yeah. And he slept with you in the bed.
Yeah.
Because you were at my house. You never slept with my dog before?
I have, yeah.
Okay. He kicked you on the old nads?
Oh, right in him.
Wow.
Now, listen. Here's the thing about my dog. He thinks he's like Usain Bolt at night. And he gets in these sprinting competitions while he's sleeping. And so apparently he did that and kicked Mike right in the nads as he was sleeping.
Yeah, he was just running in his sleep, and I woke up like, whoa!
I wonder, because he doesn't get to run that much anymore because he's old.
Uh-huh.
I bought a backyard. I tried to throw the ball.
You bought a backyard.
I did. I bought a house just to have a backyard.
Right, that's true.
I mean, my other one flooded. There was that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
But Mike D stayed over, and he came out, and he was, like, grabbing himself. He's like, yeah, your dog got me last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you letting him sleep in the bed with you.
Yeah.
You not sleep with dogs in your life ever before mine?
Never before.
Y'all have that in common. Y'all share that
I wish.
Bond.
Oh, yeah, my dog kicks me in the nads about 3 times a week.
No, asleep. But do you have any other friends that have shared that experience with you besides Mike?
What? Sleeping in the bed with my dog?
And being kicked by your dog.
I don't think any other. No, not dudes.
We all have like a thing now.
Yeah. Hey, Nad buddy.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Nad brothers.
I forgot what point I was trying to make.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, bud.
No problem.
You're a good man. Taking it like a champ there.
I wish I could remind you, but I don't remember what you were saying.
Eddie and Ray are in a little fight because apparently somebody just started following somebody on Instagram, and we're like, I don't know, 5 years into a friendship?
Yeah.
Who started following who just now?
Ray just started following me.
Okay, Ray is our audio producer, and Ray just started following Eddie on Instagram, and you noticed.
I thought maybe he didn't think I'd notice, but it was right there in notifications. Ray just followed you.
But if you have a lot of people, you probably won't see that.
Yeah, and that's what he was hoping, but I saw it.
Ray, what prompted you to follow Eddie for the first time?
Well, I actually even thought about it the other day that I never see his Instagram posts. And so I thought it was the dumb new Instagram timeline, and you never know when somebody posted it from a week ago. And I told Eddie, I said, dude, I never see your posts. And then I just got to look, and I was like, I don't even follow this fool, and I've known him for 5 years.
That's messed up. How crazy is that?
I know, Eddie. I can't believe people don't follow you on everything.
Yeah, you just followed me on Snapchat, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
No, but yeah. But here's the thing. I see all your life anyway.
Yeah, but...
And once you follow on, like, two things, it's basically all the same.
Isn't that a status of friendship, though? Like, yeah, he follows me on all my social media.
I follow you on all your socials.
Now you do.
I follow you all. I don't even... Whatever.
Lunchbox doesn't follow anybody.
That's true.
Yeah, he follows zero people. So I don't think anybody feels obligated to follow him back.
Just follow me. I don't have time to follow.
Oh, you don't have time.
You don't sit and look at your Instagram.
No.
You don't look at your feed. Ever.
The only feed is my picture. Like, that's it. I'm the only one that sees it. I post, and then I move on.
You don't have any friends that you, like, look at their Instagrams?
Nope. Don't know anybody's Instagram name, like, any friends. Like, I have no idea.
That's weird, huh?
That's really weird.
So sometimes when we come on and we're talking about our Instagram page,
he has
this
no
or
idea.
That, like, you
I'll have to go
know.
Look at your, I'll go to your Twitter, I'll click on your Instagram link, and then...
I don't post everything to Twitter, though, from Instagram.
Well, that's crazy.
No, it's not. I just
why?
Sometimes don't push that through. Well, fine. Do you want to do a Never Gonna Get It?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, edit.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's a play.
Amy.
I'm joking.
All right. 7 out of 10 people say they fake this at least once a year.
Oh.
Oh, being late.
Can't fake that.
Trust me, you can. Randy would nail that one. 7 out of 10 people say they fake this at least once a year. You can call us 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. That's the phone number. 7 out of 10 people say they fake this at least once a year. Coming up. Bobby Bones. 70% of people say they fake this at least once a year. It's the Never Gonna Get It right now. Monet.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for calling from Florida. What do you think?
A death in the family.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's a lot of deaths over the years. No, that is not it. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that. Let's go over to Jason in Texas. Hey, Jason. So 70% of people say, by the way, 70%, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a majority. Anything over 50% is a majority for those keeping track at home. 70% say they fake it once a year. What do you think it is?
Faking sick from work.
Being sick. Okay. Now, that would be a good one. And that's not it. We'll come back to it in a second. I don't think you're ever going to get it. That's why it's called Never Gonna Get It. Tomorrow, by the way, Brett Eldridge will be world premiering a new song. It's good, by the way. I got a chance to hear it. And then Little Big Town will be in because they got an album coming out tomorrow. So it's going to be a good fun show. By the way, we should just get the old cat out of the bag here. Lunchbox thinks that Amy should apologize. For what reason?
Because the other day when you talked about how you gave your book to the governor, she laughed. And it was
she did laugh, yeah.
It was an evil laugh, like, like, how crazy are you to give your book to the governor? And I just felt like she probably hurt your feelings and maybe Lindsay's feelings.
Here's what happened. I got to have dinner with the governor of Arkansas. Super proud of the fact that I got to go and talk to him about running for office. And Lindsay was like, hey, you should give him a book, the book that you wrote, because you wrote a lot about growing up, and if you write him a nice note and give it to him as a gift with a bottle of wine, I think that would be a cool gesture. And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, no, really. And listen, she has the good judgment of the group, and I did. And then I told Amy, and Amy laughed in our faces. And it didn't hurt. I felt dumb, but it hurt my feelings when you laughed. My feelings, almost impenetrable. Almost. Okay. Like, the only thing that gets me is when Eddie's late. But other than that, but her feelings, I think, were hurt a little bit just because she thinks I felt dumb.
Oh, well, gosh. I never have zero intentions. Or I have zero? That's a double negative.
She meant it. That means she tried to slide away. She said, I never have zero intentions of hurting feelings.
No, I never would intentionally hurt Lindsay by any means.
Me, you would?
No, but we have a more like, if I'm laughing, which it wasn't an evil laugh, by the way.
Kind of diabolical.
It was just like I was sort of shocked that you gave him the book because I was like, I thought we talked about this and I was like, hey, you probably shouldn't give the book. But coming from Lindsay's perspective and her being proud of you and your girlfriend, and yes, that you wrote a nice note about, you know, Arkansas and your roots there. And I get now how that all ties in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was a little thrown off that you actually gave him your book.
She wants to laugh again.
She does. You can hear it.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to hurt Lindsay's feelings, so I'm holding back.
No, you're not holding back. They're good. See,
listen,
there it is.
Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I know you're trying to support Bobby.
I know that I wrote a lot in the book about Texas, too, and Austin. And
so you're going to give the governor of Texas.
Yeah, I'm actually going to meet the Governor Abbott. Hey, you want to meet me? I got a book for you, buddy. Let me come swing by. Invite me in. I got some policy talk we need to have.
Okay.
Because I can run for it. I've figured it out. I've lived in Texas long enough, lived in Arkansas long enough, and I'm about to live in Tennessee long enough. I can run for governor all three places at the same time. Just see which one works.
See where you win.
I'm on all the ballots, and let's just see where I do best. I remember them all. So.
That's funny.
See? Thank you.
Is that evil?
Yeah. Let's take some shots here. Never going to get it. 70% of people say they fake this once a year. Amy, never going to get it.
A headache.
Oh, wow, no. I know what you're saying there without saying it.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Oversleeping.
Ah, little Eddie jab.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie.
A fake cough.
A fake cough, you say. Yeah. Nah, that's not it. Let's go over to Kim in Harrisonburg, Virginia. You're never going to get it, Kim?
Married.
What do you mean, married? Well, like fake getting married?
No, fake being married.
Fake being married.
Oh, like if a guy's hitting on you, you're like, I'm married.
Like for taxes? Oh, for
that. Like for taxes? No, that's horrible.
No, you're not right. But what are you doing this morning?
Headed to work.
Yeah? You have a good job? You like your job?
Oh, yes.
Wow, yes. Like you love your job.
Yes.
Yeah,
I work for a...
What do you do for a living? Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
I work for Joe Bowman's in Harrisonburg.
Oh, hey. Shout out for sure.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate that. Hey, have a great morning. Sorry your answer was wrong, but I appreciate that. Let's do one more. Hey, Stacy in Tampa. What up?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. 70% of people. Now, Stacy, this is a lot of people, right? A lot.
Yep.
70% of people fake this once a year. What do you got?
I think they fake food poisoning.
Fake food poisoning?
Ooh.
Ooh. Show me fake food poisoning, please. No, that's not it. Thank you for calling from Tampa. Now, I'm going to play a little Big Town, then I'll come back. We'll give you one more shot, and if nobody gets it, we'll give up. I don't think anybody's going to get it. That's why this game exists. 70% of people say they fake this at least once a year. Let's try our survey room again. Amy.
Okay, having to wash their hair, you know, like get out of a date.
Isn't that like an 80s thing? Like, okay, sorry, I can't go, I gotta wash my hair.
Or 60s, I don't know.
They didn't want to get a malt with two straws at the local soda shop. Lunchbox.
Ah, easy.
Yeah.
They fake amnesia.
Oh. Edit.
They fake being busy when a phone call comes in.
Now we're talking about at least realistic things.
Yeah. 70%. Yeah.
They fake like they're on the moon so they can't be reached.
They went to Mars.
Let's go. Rebecca in New Hampshire. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think there?
Liking a gift that was given to you.
Oh, like Ooh. If somebody gives you one. Oh, okay. Show me liking a gift that was given to you. Survey says? Ah! Oh, You win, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Awesome.
For you, Rebecca, you can have a free shout out or I can give you a copy of my newly released paperback, Bare Bones, signed by yours truly, me, Bobby.
I would gladly take the book.
Okay. Woo! I keep waiting for someone to go, I would just love the shout out.
because
they have like five more over there or something in a stack. Okay, thank you. Bare Bones out now. You can order on Amazon, save $5. Or you can order and push just like get on the iBook store. Or Kindle. Did you know that?
And then get it right away?
I did know that, but act surprised every time. I'm like, what? You can download the book? Anyway, thank you. The answer is fake like they get a gift.
So what do the 30% of people do?
They just go, they're like me. They're like, cool, next.
Okay.
No room for fake emotion.
All right.
I keep all my emotion 100% authentic.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Debt is the ultimate relationship deal breaker. So they tell you, listen, if you're in a relationship and it's getting serious and you find out your other person's heavily in debt, like 40% of people go, hey, I'm going to get out of this.
Wow.
I was reading this story last night because I was out late. For me, I didn't get home until 8:30, which is really late for me. I know you people laugh. Listen.
No, I feel you. It's I bet people are listening.
I know,
like,
they laugh. But I wake up at 3 in the morning.
I know.
And so I was out late. And so I went to watch my girlfriend play last night. And so she's a musician and she didn't play till like 7:18 or something. Or something. I know exactly what time she played. I was scheduling out my sleep schedule. And so she gets back to my house last night and I was like, hey, how much debt are you in? Because I never asked her that. Ask her straight up.
Wow. Okay.
If you can't ask straight up, then why even be in a relationship?
Exactly. I'm just surprised you didn't ask that on the first date.
Fair.
Y'all been together so long.
Fair.
Okay, go.
We have been together about 8 months now, right?
Yeah.
She, boom, goose egg.
That's awesome.
And I was like,
wow.
Yeah. It, right?
That's awesome.
She was like, I hate debt. And she goes, that's why I don't have a lot of stuff, because I make sure what I do have is paid off. And I was like, I should set you up with Dave Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't married, you guys would be perfect together. I don't have.
He wasn't.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of debt. Like I don't have a lot of stuff. I don't have a lot of debt either. Like I think I always feel like I'm one step away from not having a job. So I like to pay things off before I get them. I don't feel comfortable going to sleep. Like I have a mortgage, but other than that, if I can't buy it, like if I can't afford it, I don't buy it.
Right.
And debt in the room. And we have a lot of it.
A lot
like
of it.
Like credit card.
Are we talking besides a mortgage?
Mortgage doesn't count because who goes out and just goes?
That's why I was just clarifying. I don't know.
No, I have credit card debt and I've had it since, I don't know. I mean, I've had it for 10 years.
Like lots?
Yeah, because the old job I had, like I didn't get paid anything. So I lived on credit cards and I had a kid, you know?
And now you have two.
Now I have two.
But you're making more.
I'm making more money now, but it's all kind of going to debt slowly.
So you are trying to pay it off.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, too.
So you're doing the Dave Ramsey. You snowballing?
I had two credit cards. One of them's almost done, and the other one's slowly chipping.
Now, what that is snowballing means you take the smallest and you pay off your smallest amount first.
Correct.
Like, if you have a credit card that's $200, pay that one off first before you start on the one that's $1,000, before you start on the one that's $10,000.
Yes. Snowballing.
Do you have over $10,000 in debt?
Right now on one credit card, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was 30 total.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox?
Well, I mean, I got some credit cards out there, but, you know, a little here, a little there. I mean, I got a lot of credit cards. I like that plastic. That plastic's cool because you don't have to pay for it.
No, you do. You have to pay more for it.
Well,
what are we talking? You got a lot of debt?
I mean, I wouldn't say a lot. Like, I mean, you know, here's $1,000, there's $1,000.
No, stop talking like that.
He goes, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I got my...
In credit card debt, over $10,000?
No. Under.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I got like a Discover card, but then I have Visa, then I have...
We know you have lots of pieces
of plastic. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I just put a little on each. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, you have good credit because it's like, oh, you got a lot of credit cards.
Amy?
No debt.
Yeah.
Well, besides the given, like
the
house.
Mortgage, just cars.
Yeah. But Lunchbox, you and your wife, y'all don't talk about debt. Do you know if she has, like...
I don't think she has debt. She doesn't really have any.
I don't think. There was I only have 10 seconds, but the greatest story ever was before Eddie married his wife.
Okay.
Eddie went to her dad and said, I can't marry her unless you pay off her debt. And he said, yes, sir. And that's why Eddie wears two pair of pants when he goes to the
office. It didn't happen exactly like that.
Yep, got to go. Let's go. In a minute, I have the actual answer to is it that bad to share your toothbrush with your spouse? Something we've talked about on the show. I went to scientists, and scientists replied, and I have the answer coming up. The definitive answer, and it's no longer a question.
But Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean is selling his Tennessee farm.
Interesting. I'm interested.
You interested?
Yeah. What do we got over there?
It's got 6 bedrooms.
Cool.
5.5 baths.
Could use that.
A luxury lodge.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking for one of those.
A 3-bay garage.
What's a bay garage?
Bay Air. Well, I think of when I go get my oil changed, they're like, pull into the bay.
It's like he has a hole in the ground that you can work under the car?
No, but I mean, I think it's like three garage doors.
How scary is that hole you have to drive over?
Like, Oh, yeah.
It's so, yeah.
I still get scared. They're like, move forward. And I'm like, inch. They're like, come on, move forward, inch. Like, sir, move your car over the hole, inch. Do you want to do it? I've got out before and let them do it. Because I just know I'm going to be the guy that drives into it and my car tips into the hole. Anyway, yeah. Oil change horror dreams.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to buy this house. I'm deciding. How much?
You got it. No problem. $4.6
million. Maybe going a little debt there. yeah, what do you got?
So NBC's This Is Us, This Is Us, is the highest rated show on broadcast TV right now. And then the lowest rated goes to Ransom on CBS. Anybody seen it?
No.
It doesn't sound like it's got a lot
I'm not
left.
Shocked that This Is Us is the highest rated because everybody loves it. Ooh, did you see the second highest rated? We like it. Anybody know? Designated Survivor. Pretty good. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We got that Aldean Mansion farm for $4 million. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
What do you think about that Aldean farm for $4 million? You want some of that action?
Yes. I would love to be back in debt and do all that. That would be amazing, Bobby.
Back in debt. So we were talking about debt earlier. Are you out?
Yes. We are getting there. We, 2015, we just said we're drowning. We just can't. We're robbing Peter to pay Paul. So we signed up for the Dave Ramsey class, and he is a lifesaver. We love Dave. And we snowballed everything, paid off 2 credit cards, which is all we had, and those were $30,000 combined. He traded in his diesel truck and got a beater and paid off my daughter's braces and lots of other little things. But we're active duty military, and I'm a church secretary. And he picked up a second job working at Lowe's at night.
Wow.
And we just threw everything, like he says, at the debt. Gazelle intensity. Threw it all at the debt, everything. We buy pizza from, if we get pizza, we go out, we don't go out to eat. We get pizza from Little Caesars.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'm gonna like to get there.
$5.
Yeah. Dang, so you're out, basically, you paid $70,000 in debt.
Yeah, in 13 months.
Wow. Look at that. Right here. Dang, that's all. Dave Ramsey's like our dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome.
We're pretty psyched. We still have my car and the mortgage, but like you said, your mortgage is just something you kind of have and you can work towards that. And that's, we plan on selling the house because it's in Alabama and we don't plan on moving back right now. And we're only in our 40s and that's not our forever place right now. So, that's our plan, is to sell the house and then that'll be done.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. Man.
Wow. That's encouraging.
I could date you. You're out of debt.
She's taken.
For now. Once she gets out of debt, she may be like, now the world's my oyster. And when you do, 877-77-BOBBY. That's how to get a hold of me.
Oh, no. What if you ever used that as a pickup line for a girl?
If I would have, I'd used it a long time ago. I'm an adult now. Like, we've had this number since I've been like 21,
that's
22
true.
Years old. I'd have been like, hey, baby, give me a call. 877-77-BOBBY. Mm-hmm. And you call me between 5 and 10 a.m.
Only. It's the only time I have someone there answering phones.
Yeah. My secretary will answer the phone.
Oh, man. Do you think some, like, DJs do that?
I don't know.
Like, their hotline number?
I don't know.
Whatever song you want to hear.
Ray used to bring girls up here before he had a girlfriend and play them songs over the top and then like smooch with them. He'd come to the studio and be like, yeah, I work at the radio station. And we would notice like songs were being downloaded into our system, like love songs. They're like, why are these random songs being downloaded?
What's all this voice to men?
It turns out our producer Ray was downloading songs and then bringing like singer-songwriters in and being like, I'll get you on the radio. Then smooching with them.
Oh, man.
Those were the days, huh? Yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on,
I want to bring on Jenna. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. I appreciate you listening. Where are you right now? Like, what town?
Yeah, so I'm in Muskegon, Michigan.
Everybody say hi to Jenna Muskegon.
Hi, Jenna.
Now, Jenna, here's the thing. I'm going to read it. If you don't mind, I'd like to read part of a message you left on Instagram. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I look, and I try to stay off Facebook. Although yesterday I got on Facebook and got into like 8 fights. Like, it was like I walked into an already happening bar brawl, and you have no option but to fight just to get out. And so I got on Facebook for a minute, and I go, ugh. But Instagram, Jenna left this message. I have a huge favor to ask. My husband and I have been huge fans. We talk about the show like you're close members of the family. When I found out you were coming to Muskegon, Michigan for your stand-up comedy tour, I was so excited. My husband's a police officer for Muskegon, Michigan. Some things come up. Some finances aren't happening the right way. We have our first baby on the way. So right now, money isn't the best. He deserves the world. I'd like to have it. So I read this. I would love for you to come. I'd love to give you tickets, and I'd love to meet you if you'd like to come to the show. It's Friday night, Jenna. Are you going to be able to have Friday night off?
Yes, we are. We're so excited. Thank you so much. Yeah. I was so excited. My husband has that night off, so it works out perfect.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and for two reasons. One, thank you for being a listener. And two, thank you, and I'll tell your husband this too, thank you for what he does. I sometimes I feel like I annoy people when I just thank officers of the law so much because they have such a thankless job where they're out risking their lives every day, even during traffic stops. Some knucklehead could pull a gun on them, and sometimes we lose sight of that. And so I really appreciate what he does, so I would love to have you guys as my guests at the show on Friday night, okay? Or tomorrow. It's actually tomorrow night. Wow. Yeah, so I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I know.
I'll see you tomorrow
night.
Thank
you so much.
Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
What else are you going to give her?
What do you want?
No, her.
What am I doing?
A book! Give her a book!
Oh, I don't... I mean, okay. I'm not taking any with me.
Okay, well, you can write a note and we can mail it to her. I mean...
Okay.
If she likes your stand-up comedy, she likes you, she wants a book. I mean, you gave one to the governor. I think this girl deserves a book.
If she wants a book, I just don't like saying, hey...
Would you like a book?
Oh, I would love a book.
See, what did I tell you? I knew she'd love a book. You'll get a copy of Bare Bones signed by Bobby Bones.
I'm happy to bring you a book. I just don't think people always want a book. Okay, Jenna, I'm happy to give you a book, too. I have a book that just came out on paperback, so I would love for you to have that, too. If you'd like, I would not like to push that on you, but if you'd like, I'd like to give you that,
too. No, I would love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay on the phone. I'll get you all your info, okay? Okay. I feel like a jerk, but I just don't feel like everybody wants it. That's why I give them the option of a shout-out or a book. And I'm almost out of books, by the way. Those were just my books. I was supposed to give it to, like, close friends.
Oh.
And I just ended up just like... I give them to listeners. They're my closest friends. So, anyway, there's that. Thank you, Jenna, for writing on my Instagram. Is it bad to share a toothbrush with your spouse? Answer, yes or no, Amy?
No.
Amy says no. Eddie?
Yes.
Eddie says yes, it's bad.
So bad.
Lunchbox?
No, we kiss.
Oh. Yeah.
But when you kiss, do you take your tongue and lick the backside of our teeth?
Yeah, do you share plaque?
Yes, you're sharing plaque. When your tongue is in their mouth, it's touching the teeth.
Is it bad to share a toothbrush with your spouse? That's the question. The answer is absolutely.
Oh,
told
what?
You.
Health really? Officials are so against it. The mouth is home to more than 700 species of bacteria.
Ugh.
And deep in the mouth, too, where the toothbrush gets and where the kissing doesn't. Staph, E. coli, and serious infection and illness can come from because you're that inside and you're sharing.
So don't share floss either.
Oh, gross.
Oh.
That's so gross.
I won't use my own floss twice.
Oh, smart.
Much less someone else.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, but desperate times.
No,
know?
No. No. That's disgusting.
Desperate times floss.
It's Dave Ramsey's tip.
No, it's not.
Recycle.
Let's not assign him
you
with.
You can wash it.
Gross, Amy.
You can't wash floss.
Okay.
This is not Little House on the Prairie where
it's
you
like
get...
$1.99. Buy another one.
Sometimes you can't get
it's
to the store.
It's actually like $4.29.
Mm.
Gentle Glide.
There's a woman, she is sharing this warning because she found a flannel shirt around her windshield wiper. And they're like, if you go to your car and there's a shirt on your windshield wiper, and you get in your car and you're like, oh, what's that? Like, don't get out and get it off. Here.
I got in my car, locked the doors, and I saw a flannel on my windshield.
She decided not to even get out of her car.
Drove around the building to get to a safer place because my mom had told me about human trafficking and how this was something that they could use to lure you in.
We reached out to mall security and local police who didn't have any further information at this time.
They looked at the security footage, and there were people in the car next to them in the car, like, Listen, they'd been sitting there for a while.
Wow.
But they're like, if this happens, get away and then take it off.
I had not ever heard of that.
And you're into these things.
I'm totally into it.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
And by into it, she means
she reads a lot.
I think that they're all these stories are legit and you need to pay attention to them.
Amy has this one where if there's a crying baby at your door, don't answer.
Oh.
Where for me, I'm like, I would answer immediately.
Of course.
There's a crying, but she's like, no, it's a gang member. And I'm like, no, it's a crying baby.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, it's a gang member. They're ready to take you down. And
basically.
Yeah. If there's a crying baby on my doorstep,
gotta get it.
I'm just going to take that risk.
Yeah.
Or the car seat in the middle of a random road.
What?
Like if you're driving down the highway and there's a car seat, there's a stroller in the middle of the road. She's like, don't stop. Just run it over. She's like, because it's a gang member.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, I'm not taking that risk.
No, you can still call and report it, but just don't get out of the car by yourself.
Okay.
You know what? If it's a baby, I'm going to get out of the car just in case.
You don't know if it's a baby.
I'm taking that risk. I'm taking that risk.
There could be a gang member in there.
I'm a Crip. I started looking at Jeeps yesterday. I know I've been talking about it, but I got online for looking at Jeeps. I just don't know what I can pull off. Because I want to get, like, a big one. If I'm going to get one, you might as well get a big one, right?
You're going to be manly about it? Yeah.
It might be surprising to our listeners, but I'm not known for my masculinity.
I know, people are shocked right now.
I know, they're like, what?
Like, I'm shocked hearing you say that.
So, but it's like, how much until it's like I only have this Jeep because people think my pee-pee's small? You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's a fine line between you like a Jeep and you want a Jeep to shoot. You know, it's that. So I'm trying to find that fine line. Okay. I've been looking.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends with Jeeps. And I want to get one that I can take the top off and let my hair blow. Well, that's not masculine to say that, is it? I want to get one where I like take the top off and look at the woods.
Yeah, huh. Be all rugged.
Yeah. Like if I have to get out and fight somebody, I just jump out. You know what I mean?
If you have to drive over rocks and a river, you can't.
I can look down. Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking at Jeeps. It's amazing to me that we don't have on with us like a Jeep person.
I do.
Do you?
Jeeps here locally, yeah.
Well, while we talk,
what kind of deal?
I have no idea.
Ducked in Jeeps.
Dang. Let's have a conversation.
Easy drive.
Dang,
I'll take you
in
Springfield. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I can introduce you to Mr. Gupton.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Well, yeah, I did that yesterday. Amber's on in Florida. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Now, we were talking earlier because Amy has this thing she read on Snopes. And she's like, if a baby's crying on your porch, don't open it. Because when you do, apparently, all the gangbangers are there ready to take you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened to my mom.
See?
Stop it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let her speak.
I don't know if it was a gang or not, but she was home alone one day. My sister and I were at school. And she opened the door because she heard a crying baby. And she went to the door. And she opened it, and it was, like, an older woman standing there, and my mom's like, where's the baby? And she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, but that's the only way I could get people to answer the door if they see somebody standing there that they don't know.
But what did she have to sell? What?
She stopped there to ask my mom if she could use the bathroom.
I mean, that's not the same thing as being in the gang.
No, I just don't think we're getting the full picture, because clearly she probably didn't let the old lady in. The gang was using the old lady.
Okay. As what? Their Trojan horse?
Their eyes and ears to get in there, use the restroom, give the lay of the land.
See what's up?
Yeah.
Well, Amber, thank you for the call and for furthering Amy's theory that...
Well, now we know another layer, crying baby plus old lady.
That's like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
This care package this mom sent her kid is hilarious. Did you see this on like the news story?
No.
So this kid's in college and he has it sent to him. He's like, oh, cool. And so he opened it up, and it's full of garbage. And he was like, why would my mom send me garbage? Well, because before he went back to school, his mom said, take the trash out, and he didn't. So she just put it in a box and mailed it to him.
Dang.
Awesome.
Yeah. A Pennsylvania college student got the reminder, take out the trash when you're home.
That's right.
So his mom sent him the trash.
I like that
one.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. I like that one. Life expectancy is to hit over 90 years in upcoming decade. What do you expect to live to? Like, really? Give me a number. Like, you're
95.
Wow.
Is that a lofty goal? I feel like 95.
If your family lives to be old.
I don't know. I mean, my dad's side, they tend to live old.
Yeah.
But.
I'd probably be 100.
Okay.
And then I'll answer the question.
Okay.
I'm going to be 100 for, I'm never
going. I just
want
to be, you know, mobile. Mr. Bobby Bones.
In about 15 minutes, our producer Eddie would like to make a statement about being late. He has something he's prepared and he wants to say to the show because he missed yesterday's show. So he'll be making a statement, right? In the next 15 minutes or
so? Yes, I will.
All right, so that's coming up in a bit. Now, Amy's holding up a piece of paper. What does she have over there?
Okay, so you know on Google, you can like type in things and then it'll give you what kind of comes up in the search, what other people have searched for.
Yeah.
So I typed in some things and I have like what the top searches are for like regarding you.
Me?
You know, yeah, Bobby Bones.
All right, go ahead.
Like you can type in, is Bobby Bones? And then you don't even have to finish it. It just starts to pull up what other people Google.
Okay, is Bobby Bones? Like these are the most Google terms.
Yeah.
Is Bobby Bones?
Okay. That has to be number one.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's a popular one, but it is
a popular one, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay, how many do you have there?
I have for that, I pulled the top three.
Okay, did that make it, top three?
No.
Okay. Is Bobby Bones single?
Nope.
Oh, Eddie.
White.
No.
Now, what are they?
Okay, so the top ones are, is Bobby Bones dating Lindsay L?
Oh.
Okay. Duh.
Is Bobby Bones engaged?
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
And is Bobby Bones a Republican?
Oh, three strong. So I'll answer them all. Go ahead. Am I dating Lindsay L? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Am I engaged? No. Am I a Republican? No. And neither am I. I'm not a Democrat either. So.
What about is Bobby Bones running for governor? Because that's a top contender.
March 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the. I'm going to say this, and there are people freaking out about this.
Yeah.
I still have to have. Like, there have been people that I've been meeting with that have spent a lot of time with me on this. And so I want to make sure. But March 14th is what I'm announcing officially. And if any of the news wants to come, we'll have a press conference in the studio. If any of the news in Arkansas wants to drive up, they can. Anybody. We'll have a press conference March 14th, and I'll announce what's happening or not. All right. Yes, Lunchbox.
They have a lot of, are you dating? Are you dating Lindsay? Are you dating Morgan? Are you dating Kelsey Ballerini? Those are the ones that, like, when you type in, is Bobby Bones, those all come up. So there's a lot of options.
The answers are yes to all three of those. All right. What else do you have?
Does Bobby Bones...
Oh.
What?
Like guys.
That make it?
I wish I had a buzzer.
No, okay, didn't make it. Eddie?
Work out.
That one?
No.
Does Bobby Bones dance? Well, I don't know. What are they? Does Bobby Bones what?
Okay, does Bobby Bones have shingles?
Oh, I did have shingles for a while. Yeah. Uh-huh. What else? That's the number one?
That's weird.
Oh, sorry. That's not number one.
Oh.
I'm switching it up. Does Bobby Bones have a sister?
Okay. I do. Yes. Go ahead.
And does Bobby Bones still have a girlfriend?
Oh, the answer is yes. So those are the three?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more.
Girlfriend ones are popular.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What is Bobby Bones?
What is Bobby Bones' is?
Yeah. Okay. What is Bobby Bones' is?
What is Bobby? What is
I got it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Boyfriend's name. That on there?
Ba-do-ch. No.
Listen, I'm not gay. And if I were, I would be screaming it. That I'm like, hey, I'm gay. I have no problem with that.
Okay, so what is Bobby Bones?
Keeps going back to that well, though. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I kind of want to finish the rest of the game just to see what he'll.
What's Bobby Bones' phone number?
Ooh, close. They go email address.
Oh. Yeah.
They're looking to contact you.
Wait, do you want to guess?
How's the address? Home address.
Oh, don't give me bad ideas. What else on there?
Salary.
Okay.
I'm going to click on that one. What is Bobby Bones?
Like the internet would know, though, is the thing.
Yeah,
Like the internet would know what my contract says.
I don't know. Does it?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. What is Bobby Bones' real name?
No, that one's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Wilmeister Jr. All right. I'm done with this game.
No, what? Is there more?
Give him one
yeah,
more.
Yeah. Okay. What does Bobby Bones... ...
What does Bobby Bones...
What does Bobby Bones date guys for?
Oh, my
God. Amy, I'm done.
He's stretching.
Right. Okay, done. Fine. Yeah, I'll just list them really quick.
Go ahead.
They want to know what you drive, what you look like, and what your tattoos mean.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for the questions.
Come on, Bobby Bones, show.
Can I please have 45 seconds of your time, please? So we have something on the show called Pimp and Joy. And if you're new to the show, what it is years ago, as Amy's mom was battling cancer, she was trying to find a Twitter name because she wanted to talk to all the listeners that had thoughts and prayers and messages for her. And Amy's mom's name was Judy. And so you tried Judy Chooses Joy, Joyful Judy, and all the Twitter handles were taken.
They were all taken.
So what they settled on after a lot was Judy B. Pimpin' Joy.
That was available.
That was.
I typed it in as a joke.
And so that was it. And kind of as a joke, that was her Twitter name. Mm-hmm. And Pimpin' Joy hung because of that. And Amy's mom fought cancer. And in the end, cancer won that battle. But I'm going to tell you the battle that didn't win was Amy's mom was in the chapel with her before she passed. And she said what to you? That
she just wanted her cancer to be used for good. I mean, her prayer was like, Lord, just use this for good. And I really feel like Pimpin' Joy and everything we've been able to do for others because of her battle with cancer is the answer to her prayer. And it continues to get answered.
So Pimpin' Joy is a thing. And it's an undefined thing because it's bringing happiness inside ourselves and just to other people. And there can be a million ways to do it. And so I want to tell you about Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, because we have these camouflage Pimpin' Joy shirts that people are wanting because mm-hmm. we've been wearing them. We won't have them up for a couple of weeks, but they're going to go up. But Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, his camp was hit by a grenade on his third tour in Afghanistan. And he's had spinal cord injuries, collapsed lungs, brain injuries, no movement below his chest, and he has limited use of his hands. And so he needs a house. And so what we want to do is we don't keep any money from these shirts. When they go up, we're going to try to raise $50,000 because we're going to buy concrete slab, framing material, framing labor, roof trusses, roof shingles. And that's what we're going to try to do as a show with this Pimpin' Joy and these t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a couple weeks. We have been in, you know, this is our goal.
Yeah. And he has a wife and a baby. And
so for us, if you're in the military,
thank you.
Like, if I could hug you through the micro, I'm going to hug the mic. I'm hugging the microphone right now. Do you hear me hugging you? That's me hugging you. There. Hope you like that.
I liked it.
Thank you. But that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to explain the concept. It took more than 45 seconds. But when they go up in a couple weeks, that's who it's going to be for. And that's what the cause is going to be.
Yep.
Thank you for your time. You want some more hugs? Huh? You like that? You want more hugs?
Yeah. Those are good hugs.
Sorry. Thanks. Yeah. Yesterday, our producer, Eddie, did not come to work, and so he has a statement he'd like to make. Now, this is on his own. I did not make you say this, right?
No.
There was no, you need to say something. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to the room, Mr. Late.
Hey, come on. Give me another name.
Tardy to the party.
No, that's something else.
Slow as roll.
Okay.
Eddie, go ahead, buddy.
All right, I just want to say I was late again, and I don't know what to do about it. I want to say I'm sorry, and I really want to say, hey, I'm never going to be late again. But like you said last time, don't make that promise because you're going to be late again. And I don't want to admit to that. But I mean, I'm late at least 2 times a year, and it's not cool.
More than that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I mean, late to work. Late to like an appointment, different.
You're late all the time to everything.
Okay, so I just want to say that this was a little different, and I want to say why.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, yesterday, day before yesterday, my wife had to go to work out of town for work. She had to go to Texas, and she took the kids with them. And so I dropped them off at the airport, and I got to say my life was just kind of weird. You know, I had to make my own dinner.
Stop.
No, seriously.
Stop.
And, you know, and I didn't have my wife. I don't know. I slept with the lights on, the TV on, and all that. So I think my body was just kind of like, okay, something's weird here. You're not normal, so you're going to wake up later, right?
Yeah.
Reason one. Reason two, my wife's always next to me to poke me when the alarm's going off. Like, hey, wake up.
See, you party too hard.
I didn't party. I did not.
You partied too hard.
I did not.
You came in late to work. We got you a gift, by the way.
You did?
We did. Hey, Morgan, if you don't mind bringing it in. Yeah. Each of us on the show, we all got
Wait.
You.
Wait.
What?
It better not be what I think it is.
No, we didn't even, just relax.
Is it a car?
Drive
me here faster.
Drive it on in.
That one, the hamster.
Yeah. We feel bad that you had to party.
I didn't party.
Yeah. So each of us on the show got you. Here you go.
Each of you all?
Yeah. There's 7 of them. 7 alarm clocks.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
So an alarm clock.
7 of them.
1 alarm clock.
No,
they're all different.
Yeah,
2
yeah.
alarm clocks.
7 different alarm clocks.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. 3.
Yeah.
Oh, that way. She's more. Morgan's running out to get more.
This is a nice one.
You get an alarm. You also get an alarm. You get an alarm.
Oh, Ray. Thank you.
Wow. Here, look in. Everybody's bringing an alarm
right
now.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Look at all. Shake that.
Look at the one I got you.
Hey, Lunchbox! Yeah. Wow, thanks, Bobby. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Nada.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Lunchbox.
Set them all.
Thanks, Mike D. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Morgan. I really got 8 alarm clocks.
Yeah, so you got 7.
7.
7. Yeah. Jeez Louise. Like, this is awesome.
No, it's not.
I feel like
not.
It's my birthday.
No. I feel like, yeah, he just got a bunch of presents and he got yesterday off.
Yeah. Weird, huh? Yeah, some Bobby reverse psychology going on. No,
hey, dude, set them all.
I will.
All right, cool.
I'll even Snapchat when they go off in the morning.
Mike D's waiting for your job.
Oh, yeah, Mike D. Wow.
Yep, he's waiting for it.
Get in line, Mike D. I got 8 alarm clocks.
This whole thing of trying to have a work-life balance is not for me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm good just having a work balance. Because now I went out last night and I didn't go out because I just wanted to.
Yeah.
But Lindsay was playing.
So you're being supportive.
So I want to be supportive. But then there are other nights where I, like, will try to have dinner. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't work for me. Like, my schedule is not conducive to having normal human relations. And so I just don't, I come in, I'm tired. Then I don't perform as well. Then we end up losing our job. And then I'm back to just having a life and no work.
Okay,
and that's
no
not
more going out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like I come in all struggling. I had to stop and get a dirty legged latte this morning.
Oh, I saw you with your little, dirty legged chai latte.
Whatever it's called. And I don't even like them that much. I was hurting. Like I woke up and I was like, oh. I let my alarm. Confession time.
Okay.
Confession time.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I didn't get up till 3:06 this morning.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I usually get up at 3:02, and I hit the snooze, and I woke up at 3:06.
Your snooze is only 4 minutes?
No, my snooze is 90 seconds.
What? Mine's 9 minutes. Just like I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, can you change that?
Yeah, mine's 90 seconds. Like, if I snooze, I need to get hit quick again.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah,
what's
so.
What's the point?
Wow, you know,
I like knowing, like, oh, I got 9 more minutes.
Yeah.
And that's just standard. I guess that's factory, 9.
I'm just saying, this work-life thing isn't working for me.
Okay.
And if it is, like, I work pretty much every weekend, too. Go ahead.
I'm thinking, wow, when do you, yeah, no,
but
when
I
do
love
you
it.
Break?
Yeah. But I love it. I love it because I don't, I feel like I'm in a window right now of opportunity.
Yeah, you're not complaining. You're just.
The opposite.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I get to work. And so I'm on the road doing stand-up and occasionally I'll get a weekend off. So, for example, I'm going to go watch John Mayer in Minneapolis whenever he's playing up there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really anxious about that show and I have that day off.
Okay.
So I found that day. And then I was like, you know, I want to go see Chris Rock's, theater show. And so I think I found a day to go watch that. Like those, that's going to have to be my balance.
Mm-hmm.
Like going on a Saturday when I'm off work once a month. And then I'm good. I'm all caught up. My cup is full at the work.
I'm glad
human
you're doing
time.
That.
What?
You need time like that.
I'm well, I wasn't going to go because I love Chris Rock. I think he's the funniest comedian of our generation. And I was like, I don't know. Then Lindsay sent me this article. It was like, here's the top 10 stand-up comics of all time. And Chris Rock's at number 5.
Oh, wow.
And George Carlin's a number 2. Remember when I bought George Carlin tickets and he died?
Yeah.
I was like, I was a huge George Carlin fan.
Yeah.
Huge. And I bought tickets and I was so excited. I was like, I'm going. And he died. He couldn't even wait till I got to the show.
That's sad.
I know.
Isn't he one, though, that he could still be alive, maybe?
No, he's not alive.
That's Andy Kaufman.
Oh, Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman,
that's it.
To me, is a funny, probably the most creative, funniest person ever.
And you told me one day he's like faking his death, right?
Before he died, he said, my death's not going to be real. Like, never believe it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back. And I think that's such a brilliant thing because you always have people wondering. So, anyway, there's that. But I stayed out too late last night. I'm too tired. And I come in, I try to put on a good face, but you know what? This face right here, tears of a clown. Not even real. Tears, all sleepy and stuff. I'm going to talk about this DWI suspect doing cartwheels during the sobriety test in a minute.
Oh, no.
Yes. And there's video of it because obviously the camera has. Everything's happening.
The dash cam. Oh, my.
So for sure, you can't say for sure, but for sure drunk. Like, if you're doing cartwheels during
unless
a sobriety test.
They're nailing it, like, on the line.
Unless they're proving, no, I'm. Right? Let me say this, too. Tomorrow, Brett Eldridge will be in, and then Little Big Town.
Ooh.
Both tomorrow. Little Big Town's album comes out tomorrow, by the way, which that song I was playing, because Better Man's number one song. It'd probably be number one again, but that song I was playing yesterday, Happy People, which is really good. Whatever makes you happy, people. That's on the record. It's good. Eddie, you weren't here. You didn't hear that segment.
I heard it on the radio.
Oh, you did?
Good.
Oh.
Don't fail. Happy people just learn. Don't think they're above the push and shove. They just
makes you happy.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Either album's out tomorrow or midnight tonight. If you want to stay up and wait.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Whenever I talk to Eddie and we're FaceTiming, I mean, it's like school is in session because it's just kids screaming the whole time. And I'm like, dude, how do you do this? And he's like, do what? What are you talking about? I'm like, everybody's just yelling around you all the time. He goes, oh, no, that's just ambient noise.
Yeah, usually when you call, that's like low key for them.
Like, it's just his kids are screaming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like they're running around the house and something's on fire or whatever.
Even when they whisper loud.
So when they drive, you all sing.
Yeah, we have sing-alongs in the car.
And ask Eddie to record it. Do you want to hear them, like, just riding and driving?
Yeah.
So first, 80s Mercedes comes on.
Which is their jam.
Oh, really?
They love it.
Okay, here's Eddie's kid singing 80s Mercedes. Here we go. They don't know they're being recorded,
they
right?
They got bashful when I turned it down. I was like, what are y'all doing? Sing.
Got them Raven shades, pretty in pink.
And then that 21 Pilots song comes on. Okay. We flipped over to the pop station.
I'm taking my time on my
right? ride. And they don't know they're being recorded. He's got a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old and a wife. Is she in the car?
Oh, yeah. We're all in
all
there.
Right, here we go. Live, huh?
That's constant, man.
Yeah. That's fun.
I love those guys.
There's 6 years difference. Would you spread them out any other way?
I would get them a little closer.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I feel like the older they get, the more they're going to kind of not have so much in common. But right now, they're tight.
Yeah?
They're tight right now.
You want to hear a wild story? Morgan, who runs the show, she's the big producer here. She goes to dinner last night with her boyfriend.
Yes.
And then this is you. This happened to you?
This happened to me.
Okay, you're in the restaurant. Look, guys, this is unbelievable. Go ahead.
In the restaurant, we're sitting down eating. I assume he was a homeless man, came in, pulled up a seat right next to us, and goes in on a spiel, like, asking for money.
So as you're sitting there eating at dinner?
Yeah, just having a meal.
That to me is not unbelievable. Before. Wait for it.
Okay, so the waitress comes up, tells him he has to get out. He gets aggressive, gets in her face, starts cursing at her, and slams, like, the door on the way out in her face. It was insane. And, like, I couldn't finish eating. It ruined the meal. I was like, let's go.
Because for me, it had been, like, all the emotion of it. Like, well, what's happening? Okay. Because also, too, if someone comes up to my table while I'm eating, I also feel like, is somebody going to stab me? I've had enough of those incidents where I'm thinking somebody's going to stick a knife in my side. So that had to be scary.
Yeah.
And then, two, he gets aggressive with the waitress.
Yeah, there were so many different things I felt. I felt bad.
And you obviously, there's that, yes, sympathy, empathy part
of
you
too. Like, this man is getting kicked out of here, but then it immediately snapped to fear because he was so aggressive, and I just wanted to get out of there.
What did you do, and what did the restaurant do?
The restaurant, I mean, they didn't do anything after he left. And
did they like say, hey, sorry about that, and comp your meal?
They didn't comp our meal.
They should have comped the meal.
Yeah, it was really awkward. I told Brian in the car after, I was like, should we have, like, offered to pay for a meal for him? Should we have done more? I felt like I didn't pimp joy in that moment, but at the same time, like, it was just kind of startling.
I think that's probably why you did it, because it was so unexpected. You were in an environment where you didn't expect anyone. Even, let's say the guy didn't come off the street. Let's say he was eating at a table with his family, and he comes over and pulls up a chair and sits next to you. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whoa, this doesn't happen normally, where someone just goes, hey, what's up? Can I have this? So regardless of where he comes from, like, that's a kind of traumatic thing.
Right. I felt unsafe for sure.
I don't fault you. Looking back, I can see where you'd feel guilt, where you're like, man, I wish I would have bought him a meal.
Like, it could have ended so much better if her immediate reaction wasn't like, you have to go. But
well, she's doing
her job.
Also to protect anybody, because you don't know what his intentions are either at any time.
Right, but I was just thinking, he's a human and he's probably just hungry. And
now
and
is where the guilt comes
reacting.
In. Yep, now is where the guilt comes in.
So I didn't feel good about it whatsoever.
I don't think you should feel guilty. because you are overwhelmed with weird emotion. Like, I don't understand what's happening, and I feel unsafe, and this is not familiar, and so I just need to go.
Right. I had chill bumps when it got aggressive. I was like, what is about to happen?
I do understand the guilt. This is what I would recommend to you at this point now. Go and do something nice for somebody, just for no reason.
And that's a good idea.
Not that you're making up for it, but I just know you, and I know your heart's good, and if you could have slowed that entire process down, you would have reacted differently.
Right, for sure.
But I don't fault you. It's just crazy. You ever been eating in a restaurant and somebody comes in and says, pulls a chair?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, lunchbox?
Yeah, I've had a homeless guy, like when I went to the Opry a couple weeks ago and we were eating the Ryman, the cafe right next to it, and this homeless guy was going table to table to sit down. He'd sit there for a few minutes, talk to you. You didn't give him anything, he'd move to the next table.
They just let someone go table to table?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's like one where you order at the counter and they bring you your meal once you're, you know, once it's ready. So there's not a waiter or waitress. So yeah, this guy would just go from table to table, pull up a chair, and he'd just look at you and be like, yeah, and start talking to you. And it's like, all right, cool. And then he'd go to the next table.
Did you buy him a meal?
No.
Did you give him money?
No.
Oh.
But also, you're not a small female. Is your boyfriend big, Morgan?
Yeah.
But he's kind of like wimpy looking, right?
No.
Because he wears like vests. Bobby. He wears like vests.
What? I don't think he's wimpy.
Yeah.
What kind of vest?
When it's cold.
Like Backstreet Boys.
Like a puffy vest?
Like yeah. North Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he wears a puffy vest?
Yeah.
No, my husband rocks a puffy vest.
I've never seen your husband in a puffy vest.
Me either. He would never do that. Trust me. No, he wouldn't.
Yes, like every year from Christmas, I at least give him one puffy vest.
Oh, you give it to him so he has to wear it.
He loves it.
Uh-huh. Morgan's boyfriend looks like a frat boy from Ole Miss.
He went to Alabama, actually, but he was a frat boy.
If you can imagine a frat boy from Ole Miss with the haircut down.
Okay.
So loafers.
How old is he? 19?
28. Bobby!
He's 28?
Wait, how old are you? I'm 24.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not crazy.
I'm just kidding.
He's 28 years old?
Yes.
I thought he was younger than you.
Are you kidding me? I would never date someone younger than me.
Why?
Hey.
No offense, not a...
Why? Hey. Why? Is you not a date or what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I don't...
Why would I...
Maturity.
Age is just a number.
No.
Mm-mm. All right.
Does your dad know you're dating a 28-year-old?
Yes.
Oh.
Y'all, she's 24.
Yeah.
I know her dad is very protective, so I'm just...
28's fine.
Have you met him yet, Bobby?
I've seen him in pictures. Have I met him?
No, you haven't.
Morgan's keeping him. The last one I met, and I was like, I don't know if I like you, buddy.
Oh, man.
And
I'm kind of protecting him from the crew a little bit, I feel like.
You did say his name, though, a minute ago on air, so I was like, man, that's the first time we got that out of you.
Yep. His name is, what's
Brian? Brian.
Yep.
Brian.
Frat boy Brian.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Frat boy Brian has been born on the air. Yeah,
Bobby, like, you've never met him, and so far you've called him wimpy.
Yeah.
He was 19. Frat boy.
And like,
I'm just going by pictures. Listen, I'm also wimpy.
Yeah.
But I don't, he wears
this. Is he not cute?
I think he's cute. Yeah. And also, I think that...
Who cares what these people do?
Yeah.
We're getting older, so people are looking younger
to us. He's 28.
A 28-year-old looked 19 to you. That only means you're getting older.
No, that's not true. My girlfriend...
Good point, Amy.
No,
good point.
No.
Yeah.
My
girlfriend, what?
She doesn't look 19.
How old's your girlfriend?
Around that same age?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so there's a bigger gap between you and your girlfriend than Morgan and her boyfriend.
Yeah, but I'm a guy.
He's the guy. Oh, Brian's the guy,
right.
too.
He's a guy.
I don't have an age problem. I'm just saying he looks 19. That's all.
Would you date older?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I've always did. I did it older almost all my whole life.
When we were younger. Don't even start with me right now.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. You just said I don't have an age problem. And I'm
I
like,
don't
I
have
don't
an
know.
Age problem.
Do you?
Anybody, age of all ages, if we get along, great. I had a girlfriend. Now I have a
You're
girlfriend.
Either into like younger or like Martha Stewart. You only go.
I can't. Hey, I likes what me likes. All right.
There's no like middle ground. It's okay. Like.
Morgan, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
I don't think you should feel guilty. And tell frat boy Brian, we said, what up?
Okay, for sure.
Like, he wears, like, slacks and, like, the checkered long sleeve button up with the vest over it.
Yeah, I know that.
It's the exact frat boy.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with it. This is what he looks like.
You think he's holding on to that? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What frat was he?
Does he have any?
Was he a cigarette? Because what he looks like.
I have no idea what Brian is.
Yeah.
That's what so that is, like, above me. I'm in front of him all the time for it. I don't know.
Okay. So he doesn't have frat tattoo?
Ask if he was a cigarette. Oh, does he have frat tattoo?
No, he does not.
Oh, that'd be awesome
sometimes,
if he did.
Oh, no offense to anybody in here that Go might ahead. Have one. Go but ahead. Sometimes you meet older people and they do have their fraternity letters tattooed on their ankle. Or
yeah, but they got them when they were in the fraternity.
That would be a deal breaker for me.
Me too.
But no, who cares? If they were doing it when they were in it, who cares? Like, if I got it now, that would be an issue.
Yes,
yes it would.
But especially since you weren't in it.
But I'm saying, I was not in a frat. I couldn't afford it. And I couldn't in any way. But
Bobby's like, I was
my point
SAE.
Is, what's that?
That's a fraternity.
The only one I know is to get.
Or Kappa Alpha. Okay, we need a break.
They were mean to, they were mean to me. So I
really? Were Sigeps mean to you?
Yeah, they were mean to me.
What did they do to you?
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Oh, my
God. Did you ever, think about...
Break. I'll go to break.
Oh, okay. Time's up. To be continued.
Morgan's called in the cavalry to get us out of this segment. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Morgan. This girl's asleep in her car, right? And so, cop goes up to her and says, hey, and he goes, whoa, you reek of alcohol. So it's time to get out of the car and do a breathalyzer or a sobriety test.
Walk the line.
Yeah, and so she starts doing cartwheels.
Face that direction for me with your whole body. We're not doing yoga. I don't know what you're doing. Put your hands down.
Oh, you can tell she's just wasted.
To continue to do this, I'm going to take this as a refusal to this field sobriety test.
Police say Marshall was seen sleeping in her car near Zunion, Pennsylvania last Friday night. According to a criminal complaint, police say she reeked of alcohol.
And then, again, she started doing the cartwheels. Because she was going to really prove she wasn't drunk. The thing with drunk drivers, I don't think they're penalized enough. Whenever I'm elected to office, you drunk, you jail for 24, 48, 72 hours.
Okay.
Minimum.
No getting out no matter what?
No, and no food and no water.
Whoa.
Well, water.
No,
you need water.
I'm going to,
go 3 to 5 days without water.
No, listen closely. No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in a tank and you only get to drink what you've been drinking the whole time. And just like, because if you like.
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
I'm going to overpunish you with alcohol.
Oh, like when kids smoke cigarettes.
He's like, I smoke a whole pack.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, you want to drink and drive? Here's 5 bottles of vodka. Go.
Dang. Some people might like that, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just like alcohol poisoning waiting to happen.
That's part of it. Part of the rule.
Okay. Man, that's hardcore.
I'm going to stick him in a tank and go, you like to drink? Do you like to drink? Here, have at it. And I'll make him chug it. I don't think that.
I don't know that that's a good plan. Man. But
listen, I'm still in the process of working my policy.
He's still working on
it. Let's try it on Lunchbox.
I am going to, listen, I'm going to throw people in jail for 3 days.
Yeah, I think that's good. And they have to have something after that, too, even when they get out. Like, you got to do community service for life.
No, yeah, that was good.
Something. Too many people are repeat offenders of drunk driving, and it's crazy.
Guns aren't the biggest weapons out there. Cars are the biggest weapons out there. Because that's what's killing the most people when people get drunk behind. Like, all seriousness, you drink and drive, you should go to jail for more than whatever, the 12, 14, 16 hours. I put you in for 3 days.
And we know, we have a friend that was hit by a drunk driver.
Almost killed her.
Had literally, I think, like 4 other offenses prior to that experience. And it's crazy to me because, I mean, had he been, you know, taken care of properly the first time, she probably wouldn't have ended up getting smashed in the parking lot of Home Depot.
She was walking.
Walking from the Home Depot parking lot to her car and was completely nailed.
Lunchbox was stopped at a light.
Yep.
And a drunk driver came smashing into him.
Going 45, never hit the brakes, and they had to get a tow truck to the front of my car and the back of his to get him out of my trunk.
Wow.
Like, they had to pull them apart. Mm. Like, all joking aside, like, we don't punish drunk driving offenders nearly as hard as we should. And that's why people just continue to do it. It's like a nothing thing. It's like, okay, well, so what happens? I go to jail for half a night, or, you know, I can drink a little bit and go. Mm. Now we have Uber, too.
Yeah.
In most places. So anyway, she was doing cartwheels, and it's ridiculous because nobody got hurt.
But right.
She was also asleep in her car, and then, you know, there are different rules in every state. Like, if you're asleep in your car and your keys are in the ignition versus not in your ignition,
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, if they can charge you or not.
Right.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm, I did.
You know where I learned that? Everybody Loves Raymond, and then I looked it up and then saw the law.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I learned all my...
Everybody Loves Raymond?
That's where I learned all my political stuff from sitcoms. Last night I went to... what they call a showcase. Like, a lot of radio people are in town from all over the country, and it's called the CRS, the Country Radio Seminar. And so people come in, and they go to these meetings, and they go just get hammered at night. I mean, really, it's just a big drunk fest. So,
but they're learning about new music.
Whatever. They convince our company they are. Then they come in, right? So all, and I went because Lindsay was playing, and she was playing at like 7. I think people probably get drunk around 11 or 12 or so. And then they...
At night.
I don't know, Amy. Okay. It gets crazy around here.
Yeah.
And so I go and I watch Lindsay, and I took some Snapchats, but other people were playing too. Like, here's Jackie Lee. He's really good. This... I saw Dustin Lynch, and I just recorded the last part where he was like, hey, thank you for making Seeing Red a hit. Dustin's really good, too. I'm talking red hot with kiss falling off your lips. But I was there to watch Lindsay, and so, you know, I always get a little nervous before she gets up there, and she mm-hmm. crushed it. And she's, like, got new music coming out, and it's kind of a bluesy country kind of thing. So it was good, and awesome. I took a lot of pictures, and people took a lot of pictures of me taking pictures, and then sending me going, look how lame you are taking pictures of your girlfriend. I was like,
that's
come on.
That's not lame. I was supportive. Happy.
Yeah, I don't really have a hook of that song because it's not out yet.
Oh.
I have a little bit of it. There you go. That's all you get. I don't know if I'm getting in trouble for playing that.
What's not to like Ooh. About this new love thing? Midnight kiss, the slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast.
What?
Okay, so you know how you say you can't listen to Better Man by Little Big Town now without thinking of Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris?
Uh-huh.
Now, I can't hear Lindsay sing a song, I mean, no matter what she's singing about, without thinking of you.
Well, stop that.
Like,
think,
is it
like the good one? Think of the good ones for me. Okay?
No, this is. This
don't worry
is
about what it's about.
She, what'd she just say?
I'm just playing. Don't worry about it.
I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to say that I gotta know where you stand. Like the dry ground, waiting for the
thinking about me?
That's a jam, yeah. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a fast car, looking for the green to grow. I'm right here, baby. Don't keep me waiting on you. That might be one of her best songs.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not talking about no diamond rings. Why pick the fences, those forever things?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
That's you. That's
I'm
your
not
favorite
even,
part.
No, I'm not admitting to anything.
No, I know, but no. You're hearing that and you're like, yeah, I don't have to worry about a diamond ring. I don't have to worry about picket fences.
How do you know she wrote the song? How do you know she wrote the song?
Jagram.
How do you know she wrote the song?
And you're the rain.
How do you know she wrote the song?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, she wrote the song. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta make your move.
She plays her own solos. Oh, I'm doing this solo. This is me.
Yeah,
it's my part. Anyway, she played this.
It's good.
It's good. I'm proud of her. She killed it.
Like a dry ground, waiting on the rain to fall down. I'm a jewel I've got. You're a bottle rocket. I'm waiting on you.
had enough? You can't even buy it yet. She plays the guitar solo for like 2 minutes, literally. Go ahead.
Like, in all seriousness, and I know I'm not the one to like be picking the hits or anything. Never has been my specialty.
It's true. It's true.
But I really feel like that might be my favorite song of hers.
Yeah.
Like, is that going to be the next?
No idea. I have no. We don't talk. I don't talk about that with her. We don't talk about radio stuff. Do you know what we talk about?
I get it.
I go, would I buy that song or not? That's,
I'd buy it.
Okay. Thank you. I guess.
Yeah.
But I go. I don't know, there are some I'd be like, I'd for sure buy that song. And there's somebody like, you know what, I don't think I'd buy that one. Mm-hmm. But that we don't talk about stuff for the radio. We can't. Because I'm... And she's probably going to kill me for playing that song because I don't even know. I pulled off my phone and emailed it to Ray.
Well...
Ray, so you're in trouble.
I feel like with every new song, we're going to learn so much about you.
I know. It stinks.
Right? It's terrible.
Wait till the one called, I'm really happy with what he's packing.
What?
Yeah.
It's not.
That's in the making right now.
That's so not real.
How do you know? That could be the next hit.
I need to write that one.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
How awesome would it be to have a song written about your name?
So awesome.
Oh, I need to write that. I'm going to write that about Eddie.
All right, wait, what?
Ray got an email from a concerned producer of ours that I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas. I don't want you to say who it is, but what did the email say?
Can we break it up and read it exactly what it
just
said?
Just you can paraphrase.
He was basically like, I have a baby daughter. I need to know this governor thing. How many years do I have? I need to know if I need to start planning for moving and stuff like that. And then he said, can you give me any inside information?
What did you reply back?
I mean, I told him it's a year at least out. I think a year, nobody gets a year warning in life. So I was like,
that's generous.
That is generous, yeah.
I mean, we don't know that much.
Right.
Anything.
March 14th is what I will formally announce if I'm running for governor in 2018. Because it is a thing. Like, it's really a thing. And I've had some wonderful volunteers that have worked on other campaigns advise me on what it is. And it's a thing. But March 14th is when, because I'm not fully, I'm 80% to a place. But I'm not 100% yet.
Okay.
So, but you guys know that. We had an off-the-air talk, and everybody knows.
I had an off-the-air talk with the company.
What company?
Ours.
And what did you say?
Well, Nada was there. It was just casual conversation with one of the higher-ups that was roaming the halls, and we just made sure that if you run for governor, like, is there another place for us here in the company?
What did they say?
Absolutely. I don't know doing what, but absolutely they will find something for us to do.
We are reassured.
But when you guys say that, people know probably what the conversation we had off the air was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think you just tipped the listeners off.
I just said if.
No. But the fact that you went to management and asked about...
Casually.
Well, technically it was management coming to us to see.
Oh, no, now you're really tipping them off.
This is someone that's rarely ever in town, and he kind of was like really... shocked that this could be like a real thing.
It's a thing. I don't want to talk about it anymore, but it's a thing.
Wow. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I'm going to do an ICU to This Is Us. It's now the number one show on TV, period.
Yep.
Big Bang Theory had it for like 10 years. Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
This Is Us is the number one rated show in its first season.
Wow.
It got a 4.2 rating last week. Big Bang Theory got a 3.9. The season one finale will be March 14th of This Is Us.
Oh, so much on March 14th.
That's true.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I don't... Whatever. Stop saying stuff like that like you're talking... Now.
What? You just have... You have an announcement. March 14th.
Hello, Brad in Asheville, North Carolina. What's happening, bud?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning to you. What can I do for you?
So yesterday you guys were talking about couples that have petty fights. My girlfriend and I had a pretty petty argument. We were debating what you call, if you buy like a standard set of silverware, flatware, it generally comes with like two sizes of spoons, two sizes of forks, and then a knife.
Yeah.
What would you say that knife is called?
I mean, I would say initially a butter knife, because usually come, like a steak knife you have to buy separately, and that comes separate. Why? What do you say?
Yeah, I say it's a butter knife. We even took the argument to Facebook, and I think everybody kind of agreed with me. So I had to get your opinion to help us settle this thing once and for all, because we're still going back and forth, but we're getting a good laugh out of it. But you know, we're still going back and forth.
So. All right. Well, I'm glad Judge Common Sense could help you out with that one, bud.
That's it, man.
Hey, thanks for listening. I really appreciate that.
All right, man. Have a good one.
See you later. Yeah, butter knife, right?
Yeah. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Tonight, Amy has a Nash chat after Nashville.
Yep.
She's on the CMT's Facebook page, and she's over there doing a show. Also on CMT, and not to keep people away from your show.
Not at all.
And this is not a commercial for CMT, but they have a show that I'm so excited about called Sun Records.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Pretty
but it's sure. like
yeah. so good.
It's Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis, and it's like that story. So
their younger days.
Yeah, yeah, well, that would kind of stink in their older days. That'd be a sad show.
Oh, man.
I'm Fat Elvis. Thanks for watching my show.
Yeah.
So that comes on CMT, which I love music, like old school music. So that'd be good.
CMT's getting some good stuff.
I'll watch you tonight afterward. I'm going to another. There are this big things happening in town where all the radio people are in.
Yep.
It's just weird. Like, I went to an event last night, and it's basically like a big weenie swinging contest, right?
What?
Don't worry about it.
It's like...
I got it. We're good.
It's like everybody's like trying to be like, oh.
They're trying to be like, I'm the better...
Yes.
Okay. What about, are there any girls that way? Just the guys?
Yeah, mostly just the guys.
Got it.
Girls are awesome. But it's like...
Yes,
guys.
We are.
So I go and there are a lot of our station program directors, so I'm going to say hi, and also was going to watch Lindsay play, and it was so awkward last night.
What happened?
This guy says, hey, I want to introduce you to someone. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool. So I go up and say, hey, how's it going? I'm Bobby Bones. And he's another morning show guy. And he goes.
In country, clearly.
Yeah, in country.
Okay.
And he goes, what's your name? And I was like, that's Bobby. Nice to meet you. I live here. He goes, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I do a morning show here. And he goes, where? He's like, here. He goes, huh, what's your name again? And I was like, come on, dude.
Man.
Just shake my hand. And just because it's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, your weenie swings. I get it.
I've never heard of that.
What?
People don't say it very
this
often.
This competition that was going on last night? The party you were at? never been to one of those.
Never been to a weenie swinging party?
I haven't been there. I haven't been invited.
I'm going to tell you. We were talking about frats earlier.
Yeah.
And it's late.
Oh, no.
Kids are in school.
Oh,
also
no.
known as a fraternity.
Kids are in school. It doesn't matter. Listen, one of my friends' brother...
Oh, how to do the elephant?
How to do the elephant walk.
No way.
You know what that is, though.
Yeah, I do, because my dad told me about it.
You don't know what the elephant walk is?
No.
Google it.
My dad. No.
And he admitted he had to do it in a frat.
Oh, my.
And the elephant walk is, let's just take a naked man, okay? Just imagine one. And imagine the elephant's trunk, okay? Everybody gets in a circle and grabs the elephant's trunk and they walk around. And that's called the elephant walk. And he was like, I had to do that to be in a frat.
It's like called male bonding.
Wow.
Is that what they call it?
Or
yeah.
hazing.
It's hazing, yeah. And I was like, did they really do that? And he was like, yep, yeah. I did an elephant walk. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
They do that and much worse. But.
What? Worse? What?
Oh, yeah, there's
that
worse.
Elephant's pretty bad.
Yeah, I've heard of way worse.
What about girls? You were in a sorority.
Yeah, nothing bad happened. I know for sororities you think like, oh, you have to like strip down and then they circle your cellulite or something.
But that do they do that?
That did not happen. I was a Kappa, and that never happened.
That's like, brutal.
I know, but you hear that happening. Oh, I have no idea if that's really true, but to me, that's the comparison of like the elephant walk. Like as a girl, like to, you know, be put in that position. Y'all never heard of that?
Yeah, no, I've seen it on a movie or something before.
Okay, well, I've heard it. There was stuff around campus, but no, there was 0% of that in my sorority. But then again, I wasn't really involved. I was a 2%er.
You got no hazing?
I didn't know.
Anybody frat or I wasn't.
They wouldn't even let me in their parties, man. Like, I would try all the time. Every weekend.
Why was that?
Because if you're not invited, like, you're not invited. And my friends, we weren't, you know, frat people. We would just kind of like.
What people were you? What kind of person were you in college?
We were skaters, dude.
You were a skater.
Yeah.
Eddie was a skater. Amy, what were you? You're a sorority girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
Lunchbox?
I was a Kappa.
I was just pretty much awesome. I wasn't in a frat, but I went to frat parties, so I mean.
So you basically got out without paying the dues.
Yeah.
I was also a little sister for a fraternity, so for a KA, so I was a Southern Belle is what you were called. And my dad was a KA, so that was like something that was special to me, and my boyfriend at the time was too. And I'm pretty sure I had to get paddled.
world.
All right. Tell us more.
Keep going.
Where are you? Pause the show.
No, all right. I'm not. My memory is fuzzy on this.
Good.
So, but not by a guy, but I think like.
Even better. Okay, okay. Tell us more.
I think it was some sort of initiation.
We might have been in pajamas.
What she looked like?
No. So there was older Southern Belles, like the girls.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what. Okay. I mean, but for me,
talk it out.
At the time, I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah. For us right now, it's like, this is so cool. Yeah. Talk it out.
But I mean, now that I'm looking back, I'm like, so dumb.
So what happened?
You're in your 90. Party. No. I was in my normal clothes. Why do y'all always jump to 90s? Like every time. I'm like, watch some movies with some girlfriends. And Bobby's like, so you're in pajamas.
Wait, Amy, you're the one who said, I got paddled.
I know, I did.
And then you said, and not by a guy. And you expect all of us to go.
Well, I didn't, because that would be really bad if like the fraternity was paddling there. I mean,
yeah.
That would be weird. This whole thing's weird. Yeah. I really haven't thought about this in years.
Yeah. Talk it out.
So what happened?
And go, so.
Talk it slow.
They have those, like, they're like those things you use for, the paddles that you use for cricket or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Like, fraternities have those things with, like, their stickers on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess you just, like...
You do what?
Line up. And then you got paddled by another Southern Belle.
Yeah.
Huh.
Awkward.
Is there tape?
No.
Wow.
I wonder if that happened to everybody. I mean, I don't know. This was just at the party I was at.
Do they still
know.
Do that? Can I
order? When's that party?
Like, did you guys giggle or like?
I don't know, y'all. Looking back, like, that's just not right.
No.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I'm going to get
at
out of
the time, I was probably like, whatever you got to do. I'm dedicated to be a Southern Belle.
Then she gets mad at us for making jokes. Right. She says stuff like that.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, tomorrow on the show, Brett Eldridge's world premiere. That'll be every hour, and he'll be in the studio tomorrow morning as well. Also, on top of that, Little Big Town's album comes out tomorrow, so they'll be in the studio to talk about that too. So it'll be a packed show with dance parties and all that stuff. That being said, we're going to go. We'll see you on Friday. I've put up 2 Bobby casts from my house this week, which is just me in my house talking about things. I did a Q&A with listeners yesterday. So if you go to iHeartRadio and you search Bobby Cast, you can get that right there. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on Friday. Thanks for being part of the team. Bobby Bones.